Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those winning moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
From memory, liability exemption. And somebody out there in listener land who can explain that, the legality of that better to the audience, please call in. But these tech companies, these social media, have a liability exemption. They are not held. They can censor till they turn blue. They can suppress free speech. They don't have any obligation to be a public commons. They are unlike the phone company. The phone company can't tell you what you can and cannot say on your telephone. That was resolved long ago in matters before the Federal Communications Commission and the Supreme Court. You know, a private company, Bell Telephone, well, we own the lines. We own your handset, let's say. We own all kinds of things. We own the switches. So, yeah, we can say, no, you can't. You can't say whether somebody can use your equipment, and you can't say what they can say on your equipment. That's been resolved long ago.
I've been shooting with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Okay, yeah, there was a bunch of kind of like wind noise there for a while. Wind. But you sound good now. And I think maybe we're ready to go on the air, folks. So I better start talk. I am on the air. I better start talking. This is the Trump Phenomenon. And I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 2 hours of fun and excitement. Here in the Trump era, your participation is invited at 800-313-9443. And you can share with our audience any pearls of wisdom, bits of news that you may have gathered that I missed since we last met up here in what I metaphorically call the Trump Clubhouse, here at the Trump Phenomenon. And I don't know if I told you my name, I'm James Kelso. And the date, how about that? December 22nd, 2019. Boy, Christmas is upon us. And 2019 is just about gone. So we'll, plenty to talk about today. And it's all good news. And I'll, of course, the thing that everybody's talking about nonstop is the impeachment hoax. And that, of course, that's what the demon rats intended. That's what they wanted. They wanted wall-to-wall, round-the-clock coverage on all networks of the impeachment. But they didn't want it to be the impeachment hoax. They wanted it to be the impeachment coup, the coup d'etat, the overthrow of your government, of your president, of your country. But, you know, didn't quite work out that way. So the whole thing, you know, long ago, way back in the primaries, before Donald Trump won the election, I was calling him Mr. Boomerang. Now he's President Boomerang. And by that, we meant that everything thrown at the president comes back to the aggressor with extra spin and zing on it. So if the let's put it in a baseball picture, if the pitcher on the mound facing Lou Gehrig or Babe Ruth throws a high and tight fastball at Gehrig or Ruth, they don't back up. They send it back. And if it came into the plate at 100 miles an hour, how fast is a really, really hardly hit, hard hit home run? What is the velocity off the bat? I don't know. It's been too long since I thought about such things or knew it. But if the pitch is coming in at 100, I would say it's got to be going off the bat at, somebody help me with this. I'll just take a stab at it here. Let's say, how about 140 miles an hour? But in any event, the ball as it's coming back to the pitcher that threw the brushback pitch is a lot scarier than the one they sent up at the plate. When you're talking about Ruth or Gehrig, and when you're talking about Donald Trump, you're talking about Ruth and Gehrig all in one package. They're in New York City, now Florida. So it hasn't worked out for the demon rats. They're not getting their Christmas wishes. Of course, they want to abolish Christmas, so that's fitting. And they're not getting their happy holidays wishes. And instead, they're getting a complete train wreck. So let's just look at let's imagine ourselves, if you're into self-punishment, let's imagine ourselves in Nancy Pelosi's girdle. She is wearing a girdle, isn't she? I was looking at her outfit the other day, and it looked like there was an awful lot of extra equipment there under her dress that was trying to hold everything together. Who was it? Was it Hannity or Carlson who put her on the air? She was at the microphone and she said, "The impeachment has put an extra spring." She was gleefully, kind of a gleeful look on her face, "has put an extra spring in the step of everyone." And then it was Hannity or Carlson who said, "No, Nancy, I think it's just," what was the word they used? That was just the I forgot the exact word, but he said that wasn't a spring in the step, that was another creak from your hip. And anyway, I messed that joke up, didn't I? So let us put ourselves into Nancy Pelosi's girdle. And is that a wig she's wearing? I don't know. It's whatever it is, whatever her hair must actually be or was, we don't know. But let's get all that, let's get in under that pancake makeup and all that. Somebody said $700,000 worth of plastic surgery. So Botox, etc. Now, let's look at the world from Nancy Pelosi's perspective. Ooh, ouch, I'm uncomfortable already. Here's her situation. Here's why we haven't heard from her since the non-impeachment took place. The vote took place. The vote passed on both articles of impeachment, but no impeachment has been filed with the Senate. So there is no impeachment yet. Why? Why didn't she just have the clerk put it all together in the form of a resolution and have a errand boy take it across the rotunda there to the Senate and get that baby rolling? Well, the reason is this. Nancy is now having to, she's been playing in She's been playing and losing. After her experience in the House Investigations Committee, which was conducted in secret, and that's what they need. These scum, as the president called them, they are scum. Scum. Pelosi, Schiff, Nadler, Swalwell of California, all of these people, Steny Hoyer, they're all scum. The scum work best in the dark. And so in the secret chamber, the star chamber, conducted by pencil neck Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, that was working for her. Then it came into the House Judiciary Committee, chaired by Nadler, and all of a sudden the Republicans, now you had cameras on the situation and lighting, and you didn't have secrecy anymore. You had a very imperious Nadler unconstitutionally trying to throttle Republicans, but not nearly as badly as Schiff. But the Nadler wasn't actually that bad in that area. So you had on national television, you had some true geniuses and heroes like Jim Jordan and like Congressman Ratcliffe of Texas, just destroying the pukes, which all the Democrat personalities are pukes. They're horrible people. They're stupid. They're ugly. They are evil. So is that the big three, stupid, ugly, and evil? That pretty much covers most things describing Democrats, Democrat politicians. So the wheels started to come off in the Senate, House Judiciary hearings. So now here's how this plays for Pelosi now. Now that this matter is going over to the Senate, the cameras are going to be on. Now you're Nancy. Remember, you're in Nancy's girdle here. Bad. That's bad. Cameras are on. Number two, true geniuses, champions. Let's get the antithesis here. Handsome, super intelligent, and very good people are going to be destroying, Nancy, the people that you have to nominate to send over. So here's her dilemma right now. Here's why she's probably heavily sedated and or drinking and not answering her phone. She has to send over House managers to manage her impeachment. Now, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, any of you out there that are more astute on this matter than I am, this will go, and if it goes in the way it's supposed to go, is that House managers, Nancy's pukes, will present, in effect, a prosecution case at a trial at which the judge is Chief Justice John Roberts, and the jury is the entire United States Senate, all 100 of them. And they're sitting there listening as Nancy's pukes present their barf of a case. Then the Republicans, they will send over, so House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and others will send over folks like Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Devin Nunes, Ratcliffe of Texas, Mark Gates of Florida. They'll send over an elite Special Forces Delta Green Beret Navy SEAL team that will simply demolish the demon rats. And there will be regular order there in the Senate, so it won't be a free-for-all of screaming. It will be conducted by regular order, by the Chief Justice of the United States. So the Republicans will get up and they will have a chance to make their the demon rats, the prosecutors, will be able to make their charges. The Republicans will make the defense. It'll go back and forth, prosecution, defense, then cross-examination. All of the beautiful traditions of Anglo-Saxon common law and American jurisprudence will be on display. I believe that's what's intended, and that's what I believe the Republican-controlled Senate will do. And that's going to be a nightmare for Nancy Pelosi on national television. That is going to be a complete train wreck. First of all, we already know the outcome. We already know the verdict. All Republicans will vote to acquit. Not all Democrats, probably, will vote to convict. So we already know the outcome is bad for Nancy. But it's getting there. The pain on the way is going to be extreme for Nancy. That's some of the good news, some of the good news. We'll be right back with more after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world.
Welcome back, folks, here on Sunday, December 22nd.
Devin Nunes, phone law.
Oh, there's the president talking right now. Not right now. This is let me unmute this. Let me see if I can get this to play for us. Let me turn this one off here and get this one to play. Let us see here. Let's get this to play.
I can't find any example of political bias in the FBI. I only found 51 different infractions, omissions, and irregularities.
Okay, I got that off. Now let's get the president. He spoke at the Turning Point USA conference, at the Student Action Summit. Let's hear. I haven't heard what the president had to say at this event. And my gosh, we're not going to get to here all of it. I just looked at it. It looks like it's an hour and 20 minutes. Are you kidding? Yes. He's on stage for an hour and 20 minutes. Unbelievable. Let's listen to how it starts anyway. This is Charlie Kirk's organization, Turning Point USA. It's a college organization by and large. and it has chapters on hundreds of colleges and high schools. It's a big chunk of what we've been calling on this show the movement that Donald Trump has created. Charlie Kirk has done the right thing, which is that he, as a wingman to Donald Trump, has pulled his efforts right into the formation and is drafting beautifully on Donald Trump, solving problems, bringing solutions, helping all the way. That's the way to do it. So let's listen here. This is the president at the Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. Here he is. Here he is, coming to the microphone. Turning Point USA is the name of this group. Thousands of college patriots. You're hearing Lee Greenwood. God bless the USA. We'll jump forward here a little bit. I'll hit the fast forward button. The crowd's going in. And of course, that's what happens at any Trump event. So I've got to skip many minutes of cheering. All right, here he comes. This is the movement with its leader. Listen to the size of that crowd. These are young people. Here they go. Everybody, every single person screaming USA.
I also want to thank a true American legend and a beloved national hero, Rush Limbaugh. Thank you. He's got like 39 million people listening. He's been from day one. He's been so incredible. Good times, bad times. He doesn't waver because he's tough as hell. He makes like, they tell me he makes like $50 million a year. And that may be on the low side. So if anybody wants to be a nice conservative talk show host, it's not a bad living, I would say. But I have to say he's a very unique guy and he's a great man and he's been a great friend. So thank you to Rush.
Now, Rush Limbaugh spoke also at Turning Point USA, so the president must have enjoyed what he just said.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look. You remember this? Do you remember they were trying to take Christmas out of Christmas? You remember? They didn't want to let you say Merry Christmas. You'd go around, you'd see department stores that have everything red, snow, beautiful, ribbons, bows. Everything was there, but they wouldn't say Merry Christmas. They're all saying Merry Christmas again. You remember? I went through that during the campaign. They're going to say Merry Christmas again, and they are. That's the least of it, too, because we got a lot of things that they're doing that they weren't doing, and we got to keep the country. We got to keep what we're doing. Please sit down. We have plenty of time.
Now, that's something that Donald Trump has to do frequently. He has to say to the crowd, please sit down, because everybody's on their feet. And he knows how long he's going to talk. It's a long time. So he's, you know, come on, please have a seat. We're going to be here a while.
See, if I was Sleepy Joe, I'd say, it's a Saturday night in Ohio. We have fun. And he wouldn't say it that way. They'd say, no, we're in Florida. We're in Florida.
It's only... So this is terrible audio on this recording. Let me skip all the way to the end. He speaks for an hour and 20 minutes. By the way, at that last event rally, he spoke for 2 hours, almost 2 hours. Holy mackerel. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, folks, I fast-forwarded during the break, and I think I found the gem, the best gem, in this 1 hour and 20-minute speech by the president to Turning Point USA. So let me play that for you now. It's just a couple of minutes, but he really hits the nails right smack on the head with these moments here. The audio is not that great. It sounds like it's ambient room audio rather than from the mic, but maybe you can hear it all right. My speakers are okay. Here we go. President Trump, Turning Point USA, this is the preeminent college patriot organization today. These are the young people that are getting college degrees. That looks like the future of the Republican Party to me. And listen to how the president has this nailed down. He has built this movement.
They can't believe in democracy. Generations of patriots before us didn't work. Look, we had people, they want to work. We have people now that...
This is, why does this happen? Why, when you get to the, when nothing goes wrong when you're rehearsing or listening to it, and then when
you maybe it just doesn't work for them. But generations of patriots before us did not work, fight, and sacrifice so that we could surrender our country to a raging left-wing mob, and that's what's happening.
Very good, excellent.
While they want to punish America, we will fight to preserve America, and that's what we're doing, and you're doing it incredibly well. Together, we'll stand up to socialists. We will defend our nation, the greatest and most glorious republic in the history of this world. And you know what? The best is yet to come. You know that, right? Critical moment in our country's history, and your spirit is so unbelievable. Your spirit, through thick and thin, has been unbelievable. The level of excitement in the Republican Party today is greater, in my opinion, than it's ever been in the history of the Republican Party. I really think they have polls, enthusiasm polls are gone, that have us at a level that we've never been at before. The Democrats always had the edge on that. We are higher than them. We have more enthusiasm. They are cutting themselves up. They don't know if they're down the middle, if they're far left. They're fighting with each other. And that's okay with us. But you know what? After we win the election, let's see if we can put everybody together, because it would really be a great thing. We have to win the election, and I think we have to win the election, baby. And you know what? What does bring together two things? Bad things, really bad things happen, and people come together, and really good things.
And let's do it the good way. We're doing so well as a country. People are doing so well that I think it's going to bring people together. It's starting to bring people together, believe it or not.
Totalitarian methods to get their way, and you see it. Think of what the Democrats and their deep state allies have been caught doing. They spied on my campaign. So, you know, we have a reason to be angry, folks. It's not, we have a reason to be angry. They spied on my campaign. And I said it 2 years ago. I said it 2.5, 3 years ago. But now, it's come out. They spied on my campaign. If this were reversed, you would have had people in jail for years already. Years. They defrauded the FISA court. The FISA court is highly respected. They totally defrauded the FISA court. They concealed exculpatory evidence. They knew a few days into the Russian witch hunt that it was nothing. It didn't exist. Did you see the other day? Crooked Hillary came out. Did you see the other day? She said that Jill Stein from the Greenie Party, she said Jill Stein was a Russian agent. Now, I don't know Jill Stein. She's a fine woman. But I know she's not a Russian agent. Then she said Tulsi Gabbard is a weapon of Russia. And they lost all credibility, because we know that Tulsi Gabbard, and I give her respect. She didn't vote the other day. She knew it was wrong.
Tulsi Gabbard abstained rather than voting in the impeachment. And now the audio there, I'm not going to punish you with too much more of this audio. It's Turning Point USA's fault. But the this clip, where am I finding the clip? This is important news, very important appearance by the president. And it's on his website. It's his Twitter account where this is being found. And this is the leader of our movement, leading that movement right in front of him there in Washington, D.C. I'm assuming this conference is in Washington, D.C. Help me if I'm wrong, somebody. Maybe somebody in the audience here was at this Turning Point USA Student Action Summit. And, you know, just look it up just to tell you how impressive this is. This, you know, good things are going on here, folks. Let me look Turning Point USA up. It's been a few years since I was in college. Turning Point USA, here it is. It's a big one. Let's see what get to their membership. They are new, they're recent. Charlie Kirk, you've seen him on TV. You've seen him in the White House with the president, founded Turning Point in 2012 when he was 18 years old. Look what you can do, folks, an 18-year-old. In 2000, let's see, he got, Turning Point holds several annual national conferences. The NRA was the headline sponsor of one of their conferences in 2017 and 2018. By 2018, Turning Point USA, now this is Donald Trump's influence, had evolved. Donald Trump has reshaped everything. Had evolved, that's the hand of Donald Trump, into an ultra-Trumpian event complete with locker up chants and vulgar t-shirts disparaging Hillary Clinton. Now that's my kind of group right there. And they're just slamming the organization here in the Wikipedia article. They hate Turning Point USA. Each of Turning Point USA's paid workers, that's good, huh? Paid staff, is expected to meet a quota of at least 1,500 student contacts per semester. Turning Point USA is pro-military and pro-police. Now, I'm reading this from the Wikipedia, so, you know, consider the source, but there are going to be grains of truth in this. It supports the NRA. It supports the use of fossil fuels. Hear, hear, I'm all for that. Fire up the Barbie. It now has a presence in the United Kingdom and a group in Canada. And how about money? Have they got money? Well, their biggest funder is billionaire Foster Freese. I'm not familiar with Foster Freese, but he's a billionaire. Turning Point's revenues. That's a good measure of the success or growth of something, is it not? They had revenues of $78,000 in 2012. This went to $443,000 in 2013. That jumped to $2 million. Fivefold increase in 2014. That doubled, more than doubled, to $4.3 million in 2015. That doubled again to $8.2 million in 2016. So, after 3 years of Donald Trump, I'll bet you the number for Turning Point USA is easily $20 million in revenue. They have let's see here. And they have a professor watch list. This is great. They keep track of these left-wing commie rat professors so that students have some idea of what they're getting into. I'll have my kids check the professor watch list to see if some professor is a left-wing communist puke. I don't want my kids taking classes with people like that. Some campuses have tried to deny them recognition. Drake, Hagerstown Community College, Santa Clara University, Wartburg College, Rensselaer Polytechnic. And let us go back now. Oh, their membership. That's what I want to get to. Why haven't they given me this number? I want to see this. You see, Wikipedia doesn't want to know, want you to know how big they are. They do not want to know how big they are. In the first paragraph, it should tell me how many people are in the organization. No, it's big, so they don't want you to know that. No, they're hiding it. Finances, no, they're not telling you. They've taken it up. They have hundreds of chapters. In fact, that was up here on Wikipedia. But now here's a whole paragraph of instances of racism, instances of anti-Semitism. So, yeah, there you go. Of course, if you're a patriot, that means automatically you must be a racist and you must be an anti-Semite. I mean, aren't those the same thing? Patriot and racist, isn't that the same thing? This has all been documented. It says here in 2018, the Southern Poverty Law Center's Hate Watch documented Turning Points links to this hate. So, if the Southern Poverty Law Center says it's true, it certainly must be, wouldn't you say? Interesting. Where's the membership? They don't mention a membership. So you see, this is why they don't show crowds at Trump rallies. They don't want you to know how big it is, how huge it is, how wildly enthusiastic it is, because they don't want you to get involved. They want you to think that this is a hunted minority of tiny number of people. Hateful, horrible, wicked people that are on the run. If they aren't already arrested, they're about to be arrested. They have no future. Do not involve yourself with these losers, these patriots. If they found out, on the other hand, that there are millions of us, successful, happy, well, as we described a moment ago, intelligent, beautiful, and good. People say, yeah, sign me up. I want to be part of that. Let's listen to the president just a little bit more. And let's go to, let me refresh here. I took that off the president's Twitter account. And let me give you his latest tweet on the, we said, let's get into the girdle of Crazy Nancy. Here's what the president says today. I think about an hour ago, 1 hour ago, he says, Crazy Nancy wants to dictate terms on the impeachment hoax to the Republican majority Senate, but stripped away all due process, no lawyers or witnesses on the Democrat majority House. The Dems just wish it would all end. Their case is dead. Their poll numbers are horrendous. Now, I'll give you a little detail here that means something to me when I read the president's tweets. You know, you wonder, somebody might say, well, is the president doing all this tweeting? Yes, he is. And there's a good evidence of that embedded in this particular tweet. If these tweets were being done by some staff assistants and editors and writers, and then they're just putting Donald Trump's name on these things, you wouldn't see any misspellings. I'm an editor myself, and editors don't make misspellings. Just trained to do that. But the president is not an editor, and he misspells. Not much, but a little bit. If I were editing his work, I'd say, boy, this is a walk in the park. He has very few misspellings. But just about every writer, and some of the most famous, prominent writers, people that you read their work and you go, wow, this guy, you know, some of them had very poor spelling, but they have very, very good writing. They just couldn't spell. Anyway, Donald Trump, part of the authenticity of these tweets, here he's misspelled the word stripped away. He actually has written striped away, and it's either a typing error or a spelling error or a combination thereof. But it means this was not a tweet prepared by an attorney and an editor and then put up with under Donald Trump's name. And I love that. And these little errors, these little things, there's so many little signature elements to these tweets that tell you Donald Trump is right there on whatever devices he uses. He's right there tweeting away, right there. It's a five-minute-old tweet. He was, you know, if he was watching Sean Hannity and he tweets his impression to you, he's watching it just as you are. Here's a tweet that the president put up. Let's see here. Here is his tweet. Here he retweets Rand Paul. Now, remember, one of the people that Nancy Pelosi is going to have to face, I don't think she's got the guts to go into the Senate herself. But one of the people she'll have to face is Rand Paul. We're going to hear from him in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave. Ain't no sense in the action.
back,
ain't
folks.
No sense in no action.
And the taking a look here in the Donald Trump's Twitter account here today, just before Christmas. And, you know, things are looking great. The bigger picture here for Patriots is that Nancy Pelosi is going to have to either, she's going to have to submit her two articles of impeachment. They are pathetically weak and defective. They're going to be ripped to shreds by the likes of Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and Devin Nunes. The Republicans have so much talent. It's like, what did they used to, what was the Yankee batting lineup was called? Was it called Murderer's Row back in the heyday of Yankee power? Every single batter in that lineup was a murder. Nobody could beat the Yankees. And that's what the Republicans in the House have. These are devastatingly smart, persuasive people and patriots. And so the Senate, Nancy doesn't know what to do. What can she do? I think what she's going to have to do is just submit the articles of impeachment. Oh, and I mentioned Rand Paul before the break. Let's go to Rand Paul, because this is what Hillary's running into. I'm not Hillary, Nancy, same person, same thing. Here it is. Donald Trump retweets Senator Rand Paul. Paul says, "We have seen sham hearings, selected witnesses, and Democrats who have contorted the facts to fit a fictional narrative. Shameful that from the first day of this duly elected presidency, Democrats have wanted to impeach the president of the United States. Unnecessary and counterproductive. The Senate will end this charade." So guys like Rand Paul, see, Rand Paul will be on the jury. And it'll be like a, I think probably like a grant. Well, I don't know. It'll be a jury that is free to ask questions of the prosecution and defense coming over from the House. So you know Rand Paul, and it's also a jury that is free in its deliberation, so to speak, to, you know, sort of extend the analogy here, like a jury deliberating, the U.S. Senate will deliberate, which means guys like Rand Paul will get up and say their piece. And then demon rats in the Senate advocating for impeachment, they will bloviate and spew their bilge. We'll be right back after this break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.